All right. So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hirsch. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern, where we go through the front end of the mortgage business. Today, we're going to be talking about prospecting for second mortgages. So very popular right now, great thing to go through, and I will go ahead and get into it here. So first off, let's talk about what a second mortgage is, right? So a second mortgage, also known as a HELOAN, is a fixed rate second mortgage. So different than a HELOC, it is a fixed rate HELOAN. Now, why are second mortgages so popular right now? Well, we are currently in what some call a equity wave, or there's a few different names for it, but essentially there's a lot of people with equity in their home. Anybody that wants to get cash out typically is not going to, because most people either purchased or refinanced during the time when the rates were the lowest they were in history, which was a few years ago, right? After COVID. So most people are not going to do a cash out refinance, right? Because they already have the best rate they're ever going to get. And so what's happened is there's this whole, a lot of people that aren't going to sell their home because they don't want to buy a new one with the higher rates because they have such a low rate, or they're not going to refinance their home to get cash out because they have such a low rate. And so that's why these are so popular right now. Remember, the first mortgage rate stays the same, right? We're not doing a cash out refinance. We're just doing a second mortgage. And so, you know, obviously that's the benefit. They don't want to change that rate, right? So for you newer people out there, remember, if they did a cash out refinance, they're going to have a higher rate on their entire loan, right? As opposed to a second mortgage, they're going to keep the same low rate on their first loan, and then they'll have a obviously higher rate on the second mortgage, but it will be an actual fixed rate loan as opposed to a HELOC, which is going to be, you know, an adjustable, open-ended HELOC, right? That's going to vary depending on the rates. So what we need to do when we're talking about second mortgages and we're talking to our clients about second mortgages is we need to use a blended rate calculator. Now, there's links to this in our Knowledge Center, but essentially, the blended rate calculator is going to tell you what their blended rate is, meaning that taking into consideration the amount that their current loan is and the interest rate, and then the amount that the second loan would be, the HELOAN, and the interest rate for that. And it's going to do those calculations. Remember, it's not as simple as this one's 10%, this one's 5%, so the blended rate is 7.5%. That's not how it works, right? It's going to depend on how much of the amount is on this mortgage with this interest rate and how much of the amount is on this mortgage with this interest rate. So it's doing math on the back end. So don't think you're just going to like shorthand this stuff, right? So use the blended rate calculator, and that's what you talk to your clients about. That's how you actually compare what's going on and actually put it in perspective and say, okay, here's our option. So if we're talking to somebody about needing cash, right, they're going to try to get cash from their equity somehow. Well, few ways to do that. For one, we could talk to them about a HELOC. Two, we could talk to them about a cash out refinance. Three, we could talk to them about a second mortgage, right? Well, we want to lay all those options on the table, the good, the bad, the pros, the cons. This is what way we may want to go. We're going to educate our borrower. We're going to help them and let them make the decision by the options that we put on the table, right? And so the blended rate calculator is very important so that they know what's going on, what's on the table. Okay, look, if we did a cash out refinance, then this is what the rate will be. You know, if we do a HELOAN, this is what the effective blended rate is going to be if we keep that first low mortgage. And of course, you know, the second mortgage is going to be a higher rate than a cash out refinance mortgage would be. That's why it's very important to do this calculator. You don't actually know which route is better until you use the blended rate calculator and lay it all out and say, okay, this is what we would be looking at for a HELOC. This is what we'd be looking at for a HELOAN. This is what we'd be looking at for a cash out refinance. Let's find the best route for you to go. Also, remember at the mortgage calculator, when we're talking about sending quotes to clients, we are essentially, you know, wanting to give them multiple options, right? We want to give them multiple options, we're going to get cash out of their home. They're not going to go somewhere else, right? There is no like, oh, I didn't like that rate, so I'm going to go somewhere else. No, we're going to get cash out of their home. The question is, which way do they want to get cash out of their home? And that's what we're going to consult them through, right? Is that's we're going to, you know, present the different options. We're not going to just present one option, them not like it, and then go somewhere else, right? We're going, it's not about whether you're going to work with us or not. It's about which program are you going to work with us on, right? So another thing to take into consideration here is that we have alt-doc options, right, for the HE loans. Sorry about that. We have alt-doc options for the HE loans, right? So a HELOC is going to be full doc, right? And so this is, again, where it comes into being a loan consultant, right? Because a HELOC is going to be a full doc loan as opposed to a HE loan, a second mortgage. We have options to do bank statement, P&L. We even have options for DSCR second mortgages on investment properties. I mean, that's an absolute mind blower, right? So a HELOC is going to be something that's going to be done, you know, full doc, that's for that type of borrower. But if they don't fit into that box, we automatically know we're not going to be able to do the HELOCs. We're going to have to look at a HE loan, right? And so, you know, but understand that we do have alternative documentation products for HE loans, for second mortgages. And then you'll see here that I put, we also have AVM options available. Actually, we talked about what AVMs are last night on our loan officer training, right? So we have options with whether it's an AVM or some of the other alternative valuation methods that we talked about yesterday, right, on the training. If you didn't watch that, definitely go back and watch it. So my point here is that we have HE loans with those type of options, meaning that you don't have to wait for a physical appraisal, which is big, right? Remember, we also have an instant HELOC that can get approved within a few minutes and then can fund within 5 days. So that's another thing to take into consideration. What is going to be the best option for your client? Is it time? Is it speed? Is it documentation? Is it interest rate? What are the goals here and what are we looking at? And that's why we need to look at all the options and lay all the options on the table. But just remember that, you know, a HELOC is going to be more of a full doc as opposed to the HE loan. We got some options that opens up a little bit. We got the alt doc programs. We got programs, you know, that can use different alternative valuation methods. Okay, so let's talk about how we can get out there and prospect for second mortgages. Obviously, we're looking for people with high equity, right? That's the number one goal. The higher equity they have, the more we can do for them, the higher the loan amount, all that kind of good stuff. So again, we're going to prospect it as a cash out alternative. So if you were talking to anyone about a cash out previously, whether it was when, you know, whether you got the mortgage calculator or not, whether you were here, there, before, whatever it is, if you were talking to somebody in the past about cash out refinances, a lot of them are just sitting on the sideline because they don't know about the other options or don't want to go through the other options. Or, you know, again, maybe that they only think they can do a HELOC on their home and they can't qualify for one full doc. So they already got denied one, right? But they don't want to do a cash out because the rate is high. But this is somebody you would talk to previously, might be months ago, it might be years ago, whatever the case may be, we can prospect those people, right, that we have ever spoken to about cash out. Because again, they might not know that the second mortgages exist. They might not know that they probably don't know you have options to do it with just bank statements or just P&L or whatever it is, right? The alternative documentation. So definitely go back. The great thing about our system at the Mortgage Calculator, there's the notes section. If you go to the contacts tab, when you're looking up your contacts, go to the notes section, type in whatever it is, type in cash out, and all of your contacts that you ever talked to about a cash out, right, that's in the notes is going to pop up. And so type that in, pull them all up and go, okay, these were all the people that mentioned cash out, right? And so let me go follow up with all of them. Same thing with a HELOC, right? This is a HELOC alternative. Go back to all your people who are talking about HELOCs, put it in the notes. If you're at the Mortgage Calculator, super easy way to pull up every single contact you've ever talked to about a HELOC and then follow up with them, right? So that is a big thing. We're going to follow up with people we're talking to about cash outs and about HELOCs. Now, here's a big one. This is the coolest thing, I think, about the second mortgages in general, about the idea of doing these, is to have the opportunity to purchase investment properties, right? So at the end of the day, we can take somebody with some equity in their home, we can do the second mortgage and then use that for a down payment on an investment property with a DSCR loan. Right. So that's something you want to talk to people about. They don't even necessarily have to be someone who's looking to get cash out of their home. But if there's somebody who's interested in being a real estate investor and you can come to them and say, look, we can do a second mortgage on your house, take out $100,000, go put it down on this property, DSCR loan, no income verification, no job verification, no DTI, none of that. We can just do this right now. And they probably don't know they could do a second mortgage with things like bank statements and things like that. So it's you can create transactions, right? Because most of the challenge, I guess not even challenge, but I guess the best part about being a non-QM lending is that most of our job is to just educate people. Most people just don't know these products exist. And so by educating people on them, we can create transactions of people who would have never bought an investment property because A, they didn't have the down payment readily available, and B, they didn't know that they could do it without affecting, you know, without needing to qualify with their DTI and with full doc and have enough money to pay for their home and the investment property, right? And do that whole thing. So a lot of people just don't know how easy it is to say, hey, we can do a second mortgage. Boom, now we got money. Go buy a property with DSCR. You just need 20, you know, or 15% down, 15 to 20% down. No documentation. Boom, super quick, super easy. All of a sudden, you go from, yeah, having some equity in your home, which is cool, to now having your home and an investment property, right? And so, you know, again, there's transactions out there that can be done and that would be done if you were to propose them in the right way to the people that you're talking to and make them understand the amazing opportunities that not only the, you know, second mortgages provide, but again, the DSCR is just amazing, right? And so now let's talk about the methods here. So we want to use realtors to get referrals for this. This is a big thing with realtors because the realtors already sold the homes to the people, right? That they're going to be using to get this money out. And so your realtors are a great point of contact to get clients that they have already sold to in the past. And again, this can create new deals for them, meaning that yes, the realtor doesn't get anything from, you know, them doing a second mortgage, but the realtor does do get something if they end up, you know, for example, buying an investment property, like I just went over, right? Whatever they, if they go buy something else with the money, which a lot of people do, then the realtor gets an extra transaction. So, you know, we're creating new deals for realtors. And then again, you need to contact your previous clients, contact your sphere, you know, and just make sure everybody knows that these products exist. Your friends, your family probably do not know that these products exist. We need to let them know that they exist, give them different options and say, look, this is what we could do if you want to get cash out of your home. We have multiple ways to do it. Then we have multiple ways for you to take that cash and purchase an investment property. And again, you know, real estate, number one builder of wealth in America. Everybody wants to be a part of it if they can, but a lot of people don't know that they can be a part of it. And so that's one of our jobs with these amazing programs that we have, to let people know that it's possible, even if they don't have the money. They may have the equity in their home, and there's multiple ways we can turn that equity in their home into the cash to purchase a property. And again, now they go from somebody with a little equity in their home to boom, all of a sudden they own investment properties and, you know, they're off and running. So I don't see any questions. I'll keep it short today. There's not too much to go over here with second mortgages, but just remember that we do have a big thing to remember is these alt doc that we have available, right? That's huge. That's something that's new. That was never out there, right? being able to do a bank statement second mortgage is pretty crazy. Also being able to do a DSCR second mortgage on an investment property is absolutely insane. So all of you that are talking to investors out there, you know, that should be a huge thing that you're talking about, because again, you're going to create transactions. You're going to say, you know, they're going to go, well, I have 10 properties I could do a second mortgage on, so I could go buy 10 more properties, because that's what these real estate investors are about, right? These independent real estate investors that are out here doing DSCRs and fix and flips and fix and hold and BRRRR and all these different things, right? So that's music to their ears. And again, anything with alternative documentation to these investor type people is music to their ears, because, you know, typically a real estate investor that's moving and shaking, they typically don't have, you know, like typical documented full doc income, right? And so they're going to love that. And then number one takeaway here from today is always use the blended rate calculator. Always. You need to make sure you use the blended rate calculator. That's the only way to actually compare and actually see what a second mortgage is going to do for your client, right? So you must use the blended rate calculator. And again, this goes to what we always talk about, which is being a loan officer consultant to your client. They're going to appreciate it. They're going to go, oh, wow, that makes sense. You know, they broke it down. You're not trying to just sell them a product. You're showing them, hey, if we do this product, this is what our effective rate would be, blended rate, right? Or we could go this way. This is what our rate would be, but these would be the pros and cons and restrictions. So always use a blended rate calculator and always be a loan officer consultant. Walk your borrower through the different options. One of those options is a second mortgage, and there's a lot of pros to the second mortgage and a lot of great ways to do it. So just keep that in mind when you're speaking to any clients that are looking to get equity out of their home in some way. So again, I don't see any questions. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this sales training at 12 p.m. Eastern time every weekday, where we go through more of the front end of the mortgage business and sales. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. I appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage.